As the ribbon was cut on this newly renovated building, a promise was made to make sure students who attend don't fail.
And I will not allow any child not to succeed. I take that. So this is the first time you will hear I out of me.
Former Rochester educator Dr. Bridget Griffin will serve as head of school. Griffin says she will take full responsibility for student performance.
We're going to make sure they're ready for those state tests. We're going to make sure they grow. We're going to make sure when they leave us, they are higher than when they came to us, and they will continue to grow.
The charter school will house 150 students in kindergarten, first and second grades.
This is really a momentous day for us.
Helene Kramer is chair of the school's board of trustees. The new charter school emphasized critical thinking, problem solving, and engaging students. African American history and culture will also be taught throughout the entire curriculum.
We largely have an African American population of children. We decided that we would infuse African American, well, actually African and African American history and culture throughout all of the curriculum. So this is not, we're not doing this just in February. We're going to infuse African American history and culture into music, art, social studies, English, everything we teach, it's going to be infused. And that's not to say that we won't respect the cultures of every child.
Parent Maureen Klein of North Buffalo says she's sending her son because she wants a school that delivers more of a challenge than the city's public schools.
It's really important that I have communications with his teachers. It's really important to me. So I'm sure open communication is going to be key to help him do better.
State Assemblywoman Crystal Peoples-Stokes says parents need more choices and is pledging full support to this charter school.
I'm the partner at School 31. I'm the partner at Bennett High School. And I'm the partner at the Charter School of Inquiry.
All right.
And I'm pleased to be so.
But Buffalo School Board member Carl Palladino was highly critical of the lawmaker's remarks.
You know, she talks out of both sides of her face, all right? On the one hand, she wants to appear here and act as though she's been a great supporter of charter schools. On the other hand, she's done nothing in Albany to support charter schools. All right, we need longer contracts than a simple 5 years.
Palladino was praised for helping the new school. He was instrumental in financing the building.
I helped negotiate the deal for them, and there's no grand profits for me. I'm at risk. We help finance them. I'll call them the radicals in the community. Okay, they want to see it otherwise. They want to see it as though I'm taking money out of the hands of the government and out of the hands of the kids. I'm providing for an education for kids that they're entitled to. And believe me, these are not great deals.
School board member Larry Quinn also appeared at the opening praising the work of charter schools.
With the power of receivership, would you like to see more of this happen?
Yes, absolutely. That's what I've been sort of harping on. Again, you know, everybody's looking for a magic bullet, but it really is about, you know, building a team leadership at a school, building a teaching staff that's dedicated to the same purpose. And, you know, up until now, we've had union contracts that don't allow us to do this basic fundamental stuff. So the charter movements are our option. I would hope it would be our option for all our schools as we're fighting for.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.